All right, let's dive in. Today we're tackling mortgages.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically in Staten Island.
Interesting.
If you're thinking about buying a home there,
Okay.
or just curious about how it all works, we'll break it down.
Sounds good.
We've got this awesome guide by a top Staten Island mortgage expert.
Cool.
So let's get to it. First things first,
Sure.
why Staten Island? What makes it attractive to buyers?
Well, it's got this great mix,
Okay.
affordability, relaxed lifestyle, but still that New York energy.
I see, I see.
Median home price is around $700,000,
Wow.
way less than Manhattan or Brooklyn.
That's significant.
Plus, lower property taxes, too.
Makes a difference.
Thousands less per year, easy, compared to some other boroughs.
That's got to be a big draw for people.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's not just about saving money, right?
Right.
What else is bringing people to Staten Island?
It's way greener, more suburban. Think parks, tree-lined streets, quieter life.
Sounds
More
nice.
space for your money, too.
Oh, yeah.
Single-family homes, condos, townhouses, you name it.
Interesting.
And don't forget the investment potential.
Oh, right.
Staten Island real estate's been steadily growing.
So it's a good investment.
Long term, for sure.
Peace and quiet, but still a ferry ride from Manhattan.
Exactly.
Best of both worlds.
You got it.
Now, this guide focuses on working with the Staten Island mortgage banker. Can
Right.
you walk us through what they do?
They're your financial guide, basically. They
Okay.
figure out how much you can borrow,
Uh-huh.
find loan options that actually work for you.
So it's a more personalized approach.
Exactly. It's not just handing out loans, it's finding the right fit.
What about mortgage brokers? How are they different?
Good question. A broker shops around for the best deals from multiple lenders,
Okay.
kind of like a mortgage matchmaker.
Oh, I like that.
But a banker works directly for one specific lending institution.
So that direct relationship could have its advantages.
Exactly. Often a faster, smoother process.
So is one inherently better, a broker or a banker?
Not really. Depends on your needs.
Yeah, that makes
If
sense.
you want tons of loan options, a broker's great. They do the legwork for you.
Okay.
But if you like a more direct, streamlined experience, a banker's better.
Got it. So it's about what you're comfortable with.
Exactly.
Now let's talk about those loan
All
options.
right.
This guide mentions a bunch of them. Let's break them down.
Sounds good.
First up, conventional home loans, the most common, right?
Yeah, the standard mortgage.
Okay.
Usually need a good credit score, decent down payment.
For people who are already financially secure, I guess,
Yeah, pretty much.
what if you're a first-time buyer, maybe don't have that great credit yet?
Then FHA home loans might be a better fit.
FHA loans, okay.
They've got more relaxed requirements.
So it's easier to qualify.
Yeah, they're popular with first-time buyers.
Makes sense.
Plus, lower down payments are often allowed.
That's a big help.
Huge hurdles for a lot of people.
So FHA is like a more accessible way to get into home ownership.
Especially in a place like Staten Island.
Where that lower down payment can make a big difference.
Absolutely.
What about if you're looking at a fixer-upper?
Oh, we got you covered.
Are there specific loan options for that?
FHA 203K loans. That's the one.
203K. Yeah.
Made for those who want to buy and renovate.
So you can get the house and fix it up all in one go.
Exactly. Covers both the purchase price and the renovation costs.
That's super convenient, I'm guessing.
Very streamlined.
Now, how about a mortgage where you don't make monthly payments?
You talking about the HECM for purchase loan?
HECM.
Specifically for seniors, 62 and older.
Interesting. I bet that's appealing to some.
Oh, yeah, more financial flexibility later in life.
But is there a catch with that?
Well, it's a reverse mortgage.
Ah,
So it's repaid when you sell the house, move out permanently, or pass away.
I see. So it's important to understand those terms.
Absolutely. Talk to a financial advisor, make sure it's right for you.
Okay, makes sense. Now, what about those buying high-end properties?
We got jumbo loans for that.
Jumbo loans, all right.
Those are for the pricey homes.
Okay.
Exceeding the limits set by Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae.
So luxury condos, those big Victorian houses, maybe?
Exactly, the big leagues.
And we can't forget about veterans.
Absolutely not. VA loans are amazing.
Right.
Potential for no down payment, really competitive rates.
They deserve those benefits for sure.
100%.
And finally, refinance loans.
Yep, not for buying a new home, but improving your current mortgage.
So, like getting a lower interest rate.
Exactly, or switching from an adjustable rate to fixed rate.
Right, making your mortgage work better for you.
At that moment in time, yeah.
Wow, we've covered a lot of loan options.
We have.
Now, let's shift gears to the application process itself.
All right.
What can you tell us about that?
Well, the mortgage banker guides you through it all.
Oh.
But understanding the process can really help.
Yeah, I bet it can be overwhelming.
It starts with a consultation with your banker.
Okay.
They get a feel for your finances, help figure out your budget.
Like a financial heart-to-heart.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Then comes the document gathering.
Right, proof of income, tax returns, yep. Bank statements.
All that fun stuff.
Being organized here is key.
I bet. Saves headaches later.
Definitely.
But a good mortgage banker helps with all that, right?
Oh, absolutely. They'll tell you exactly what you need.
Good to know.
They can even help you gather it all.
That's great.
Then comes pre-approval for a loan.
Pre-approval? That sounds like a big step.
It is. The lender reviews your finances. Credit history.
Okay.
Decides how much they'll lend you.
I see.
You get a letter stating this, good for about 90 days.
Wow, that's a powerful tool.
It shows sellers you're serious, financially qualified.
It's like a golden ticket in a competitive market.
Absolutely.
So what happens after we're pre-approved?
Then it's time for the formal loan application.
Okay.
Give them all the detailed financial info.
Makes sense.
And the lender double checks everything.
I can see where having a good mortgage banker is helpful here.
Oh yeah, they'll help with the paperwork, answer any questions.
Make sure everything's in order.
Exactly.
Now, what about closing costs?
Yes, closing costs.
Do those come up during the application?
There's something you need to be aware of early on.
Okay.
These are the fees to finalize the loan, transfer ownership.
So things like appraisal fees, title insurance.
Exactly. Government recording fees, too.
Right. I can see how those could add up.
Your banker will help estimate those up front.
So no surprises later.
No surprises.
That's a relief.
Remember, your banker's there to answer any questions.
That's great.
Guide you through every step, make sure you understand everything.
That level of support sounds really helpful.
Especially with all the confusing jargon.
Absolutely. All right, we've covered a lot today.
Yeah, we have.
Let's take a quick pause and we'll be right back.
Sounds good.
Don't go anywhere.
We'll be diving deeper into Staten Island mortgages after the break.
We're back and diving even deeper into those Staten Island mortgages.
Right. We talked about the loans, the bankers, the brokers.
Finding someone you can trust, really important.
Absolutely. Someone who gets you and your needs.
Okay. So let's dig into the closing process.
Right.
What happens after that application's in?
Well, you found the perfect house. Your offer's accepted.
Okay.
That's when things really get going.
Yeah.
Your banker sends your application to the lender.
Got it.
For underwriting.
Underwriting. What's that all about?
Basically, they make sure everything's legit.
Okay.
They look at your finances, the property.
Making sure it's worth the price.
Exactly.
So you're good for the money.
Yeah, they'll look at your credit history, income,
ooh,
debt.
All of the.
Your debt-to-income ratio.
Yeah.
The appraisal of the property.
Exactly.
And they go through all those documents you provided.
To make sure everything matches up.
Exactly.
What if they find something they don't like?
They might ask for more documents, clarification.
Okay.
Maybe ask you to fix something.
Like what?
Pay down debt. Bigger down payment, things like that.
And that's where having a good mortgage banker helps.
Big time. They work with you and the underwriter.
To smooth things over.
Keep the process moving.
So you're not on your own.
Nope. Someone's always got your back.
That's reassuring. So everything checks out.
Then it's closing time.
The big day.
Sign all the paperwork.
Loan documents, all that.
You're officially a homeowner.
Exciting.
Your banker walks you through it all. Explains everything.
Make sure you're not signing anything you don't get.
Exactly. Got to pay attention, ask questions.
Make sure you're comfortable with it all.
Absolutely. It's a big commitment.
So we've done the application, the underwriting, the closing.
That's the journey.
Is that it for the mortgage banker?
Ideally, no. A good one will stick around.
Oh, really?
Be there for you even after you're in your new home.
Like a long-term thing.
Exactly.
So they're there to answer any questions that come up.
Yep. Help you manage the mortgage, even refinance later.
If rates change or your situation changes.
Exactly. It's about having someone you can rely on.
That makes sense. Now let's talk about some common questions.
Sure. Those are important.
Like how much house can I afford?
The million-dollar question.
Especially in Staten Island. Prices are all over the place.
No one-size-fits-all answer. Really depends on your situation.
Okay.
Income, debts, credit score, down payment, interest rates.
Lot of factors.
Good starting point is the 28% rule.
28%.
Housing expenses shouldn't be more than 28% of your income.
So that's a good benchmark to keep in mind.
But remember, Staten Island, things can vary by neighborhood.
Property taxes, HOA fees, all that.
Your banker will help you run the numbers.
Make sure it all makes sense.
Absolutely. Find a home that fits your budget.
Now and in the future.
Long term, that's the key.
What about the timeline? How long does all this take?
Usually 30 to 45 days, application to closing.
Okay, not too bad.
But things can happen, delays.
Like what?
Missing paperwork, appraisal issues, underwriting backlogs.
So stay organized, be responsive.
Communication is key. Keep things moving smoothly.
Now, the age-old question, fixed rate versus adjustable rate?
Big decision.
What's the deal with those?
Fixed rate Your interest stays the same, the whole loan.
Okay, that's predictable.
Peace of mind, payments won't change.
Adjustable rate, ARM, right? Those start lower?
Usually, yeah, for a fixed period.
Okay, tempting.
But then the rate can change based on the market.
So your payments could go up.
Or down. It's a bit of a gamble.
Risky.
Depends on your risk tolerance, how long you'll stay in the home.
Makes sense. Last question. What if my application's denied?
Don't freak out.
It happens.
First, find out why the lender has to tell you.
Okay.
Could be your credit, income, debt, lots of things.
Or fix the problem if you can.
Exactly. Raise your credit score, pay down debt, bigger down payment.
You're not always the end of the road.
Nope. Shop around, talk to a broker. There are options.
That's good to know. Now, any big mistakes you see homebuyers making?
Oh, yeah. Not doing their homework.
Like what?
Not researching the loans, knowing their credit score, having a budget.
Before they even start looking at houses.
Exactly. Be prepared. Save yourself the headaches later.
Preparation is key.
And another one, not shopping around for the best rates.
Yeah, gotta compare.
Don't just go with the first lender you talk to.
Get the best deal.
Exactly. Like buying anything else.
And don't be afraid to ask questions, right?
Absolutely. Your mortgage banker's there to help you.
Make sure you understand everything.
The more you know, the better decisions you'll make.
Knowledge is power, especially when buying a home.
Couldn't agree more.
All right, we're back. Final stretch of our Staten Island mortgage deep dive.
We've covered a lot of ground.
Different loans, application process, closing, those FAQs.
Yeah, even that fixed rate versus adjustable rate dilemma.
Right. Before we wrap up, though, I want to go back to something you mentioned.
Okay.
About research and preparation before even talking to a mortgage pro.
Absolutely. It's crucial.
Can you tell us more about what people should do up front?
One of the biggest things, check your credit report and score.
Right. Credit is so important.
It determines what loans you can get, what interest rate you'll pay.
So knowing your score is like step one.
Yeah. Know where you stand. See if you need to work on anything.
Makes sense. Like checking your financial health.
Exactly. Then start thinking about your budget.
Okay. How much can you actually afford?
Yeah. Figure out what you can comfortably spend each month.
Not just the mortgage payment, but...
Right. Property taxes, insurance, HOA fees, all that.
Right. Those add up.
So crunch the numbers, make sure it's sustainable.
Not just now, but long term.
Absolutely. Think long term.
Then start exploring neighborhoods.
See what fits your needs, your lifestyle.
Okay.
Think about commute times, schools, parks, all that.
It's not just the house, it's the community.
Exactly. Find a place where you can really see yourself living.
Putting down roots.
Building a life. That's what it's all about.
Love that. It's more than just buying a property.
It is. It's an emotional investment.
So do your research. Figure out what you want.
Then you're ready to talk to the pros. Start that pre-approval.
Makes sense. Figure out your finances, your needs, your vision.
Then bring in the experts to help you make it happen.
Perfect. Knowledge is power.
Especially when buying a home.
Couldn't agree more. Well, I think we've covered it all.
I think so. Staten Island mortgages top to bottom.
Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Buying a home, it's a journey, not a race.
Okay.
Take your time. Do your research. Ask all the questions you have.
Don't be shy.
And find the right people to guide you.
Those who understand your goals.
With the right preparation, the right support, you can make it happen.
Staten Island homeownership, here we come.
You got it.
Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today.
It was my pleasure.
And to our listeners, thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Hope you learned a lot.
Informative, empowering, maybe even a little inspiring.
That's what we aim for.
If you're thinking about buying a home, remember what we talked about?
Research, preparation.
Find the right mortgage partner.
Someone you trust.
Stay curious, keep learning.
We'll see you on the next deep dive.
With a whole new fascinating topic.
Always something new to explore.